We are learning Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the last words of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that Benois Kusim, little Kusi girls who are from the Kusim, who don't keep the mitzvahs perfectly, it says their children are all Nidais. And the Gemara is asking, why should they be Nidas? You know, if they saw Dam, so they're a Nida. And then not only the little Kusi girls, even the little regular Jewish girls are the same thing. And if they didn't see Dam, so there's no difference between the Kusi and the Israelim. What's the difference? So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing that. The Gemara says the case over here is that we're talking about Stam, a Stam little girl. And since there are a miyut of Stam little girls who see Dam, so we're choshish for that. And we're not explaining yet what the difference is between Benois Kusim and regular little Israelis girls. We'll get to that soon. But the Gemara first saying that the way choshish, that a little girl is a Nida. Why? Because a choshish miyuta. Zok the Gemara, man tana de choshish miyuta. Who's the man, the Oma, who is choshish for the miyut, for the small chance that a little Isha, little girl is a Nida? It's Ramehi. The Tanya went to the Braisa. Katon v'ktano lecholtzum lemiyavim. Dibra Rameyer. Rameyer says that if you have a katon and a ktano that fall to yibum to each other, there is no chalitza and no yibum. And why not? Amrul el Rameyer. Yofa amarta, I understand that he's saying that a little katon who is less than bar mitzvah, she'en cholzim. He can't do chalitza. The halach is by yibum, if someone's brother dies without children, then the next brother has to marry the wife or give her chalitza. In this case, they both were katanim. So we understand that a katan, whose brother was niftu without children, cannot do chalitza because it says ish kosher parasha. In the pasuk it says, the lashon ish, it says v'im lo yachbeitz ha'ish l'kachas ha'sivimtoi, he does chalitza. So since it says ish, so we know that he can't do chalitza. Umakshin ish al ish. That means the isha who's a katana can accept chalitza because he make a hekesh to the ish. So why don't you do yibum? Ma tamim yabim. Why don't they let them do yibum? Let them get married to each other, katana katana. Let them do yibum. And let them grow up together. So Gemara says, Amalahem, you know why not? Rameyah says, because katan shem yimtza saris. A katan maybe will never develop into a gadol. Maybe he'll be a saris. A saris is a man who never gets the simoni godless and he can't have children. Allah is someone who can't have children, can't do yibum. So maybe this child who is letting do yibum might be potter in yibum because he's a saris. And if he's a saris, he's not allowed to do yibum. If he does yibum, it's eshes ach, his brother's wife, shloim makam mitzvah, not makam mitzvah. And katana also, we don't let her do yibum. Shem timsa islandess. Maybe she'll be an islandess, which means a lady who can't have children because she didn't develop into a gedayla. Venimtza, it comes out they're doing yibum shloiv makam mitzvah, and that's avera. So that's where I may hold. If for a katan a katana can't do chalitza, why not? Because of ish, they can't do yibum because of chayshish. Maybe the katan will turn into asaris and the girl will turn into islandess. That's not very common. Still, Rav Meir's chayish lemuta. Rabbanon who argue may hold zil basaruba the katanim. You go basar roiv katanim. Roiv katanim lav srisim nenu. Roiv katanim don't end up being srisim. And the same thing by katanis. Zil basa ruba katanis. You go basa most majority of katanis. The rave katanis, majority of katanis, lav islandess. Don't turn into islandess. And they develop normally. So Akaponim was saying, there must be our mishnah like Rav Meir, who's choyish lemiyuta. And therefore, we're worried that this little baby kusi, this girl baby kusi, baby girl kusi, is tamei nida. And we'll see the Gemara later on is going to tell us the pasuk that says that even a girl one day old, if she sees dam, is a nida. But the Gemara is a different kasha first. When did Rameyer say that we are choshish for miyut? Is a miyut that is somewhat shchiach. It's somewhat possible to happen. A miyut is shchiach. A miyut is the one in a thousand. That even Rameyer is not choshish for. A miyut l'shchiach misham alay. So my answer is hanami miyut l'shchiachi. That a little one day old katana will see dam is something that does happen. It happens once in a while. How do we know? I'll bring three stories to show that it happens once in a while. Tanya, or Rav Yaisi, Maisa be'ein bul v'tfila koydam li'ima. There was a story in Ein Bul, which was in Eretz Yisrael, that the mother had an akeva, and she was in the table in 2 weeks. And the story was that the baby had saw dam before you know, early on when she was born, and she was toivel, she was neither for 7 days, she was toivel before the mother. She was toivel before the mother. It means that she became tamei and the tefila all within the first 14 days of her life, of the baby's life. So you see, it can happen once in a while. Not a ma'aseh, Amar Rebbe, ma'aseh beis sha'arim tefilu kaim imah. There's a story also beis sha'arim like that, also in Eretz Yisrael, that they had to be toivel the baby before the mother. That means the baby became a nida more than, you know, within the 14 days, and she had time to be toivel even within the 14 days of the birth. Amar Rabbi Yosef, same thing, ma'aseh pumpadisa. It was ma'aseh in Bavel and pumpadisa ve'tefilu kaidim le'imah, where they would table a baby before the mother. So you see in all these cases that it does happen once in a while that a little baby girl will see dam and become a nida. And therefore, according to Ramei, that we're chayish lemiyuta, we're going to be chayish over here. So I'm going to just interject. So three mices, it sounds like they were being makbit to be toivel the baby. So Bishlam and Rav Yosi with the Rebbe, the first two stories, which were situated in Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Trumas Eretz Yisrael, we're worried that this little baby will come in contact with the Trumas Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make Truma Tomei. And the baby is Tomei. Therefore, we'll make sure to be Tayyavah the baby, so you shouldn't make the Trumas Eretz Yisrael Tomei. Elder Rav Yosef, for the case of Yosef, which was in Bavel, Lomeli, what was the purpose of being Tayyavah the little baby? Va'amah Shmuel, in Trumas Chutzlaretz Asura, Trumas Chutzlaretz only Asur, El Mishim Tomei Yotzim Gufay. It's only Asur to someone, the isho where the tumma comes out of the guf, which includes nida, by the way, that comes out of the guf. That's the only type of tumma. Coming to exclude tumas sheretz, if a person of chutzlaretz has touched the sheretz, there's no problem touching trumas of chutzlaretz. But and even that there's tumma yoytzim megufa, a tumma that comes out of the guf, for example, dam nida, that makes the person tamei, that's only regarding achila. V'hanimili ba'achila, that she or he can't eat trumas chutzlaretz. Truma of Adavarit Yisrael. Av menegia loy. But touching is not a problem. Truma's chotzaras means truma that grew in Adavarit Yisrael. There was a chiyuv from the Rabbanon to take truma even in chotzaras. So there's no problem. And we like these days we have such an idea like challah. Challah's chotzaras is the Rabbanon. So it's only tummy, only problem is achila. But negia is not a problem. And therefore, even these days, anida is allowed to touch challah, even though it's Truma. But Truma's Chutzlar is not a problem of Negiah. So the question is, what was the purpose of being toivel the baby? The baby's not eating yet. It's only a few days old. So why did you toivel the baby if there's no problem of Negiah, only problem of Achila? On Mazot, Shoal, Nitzchol, Soicha, Hashem, and Shoal Truma. The nafkamin is, you wanted to rub the baby with oil of Truma. And that's a form of eating. We'll see in a second. The Tanya Lunter Brais, of Lechalu, Es Kotche, B'nai Yisrael, Sherimu, Lashem, L'Rabbi, Sassach. It's being marba sach, which means smearing truma on a tummy person, as hashoisa, or drinking, a tummy person drinking truma. So the Gemara, shoisa lamli krawl, we need a pasik, shia b'chal achila, teach us that shia b'chal achila, we know shia b'chal achila, we know that. So of course, drinking is like achila, you can't eat it while you're tummy. El rabbi sasach, kashoisa, teaching us that smearing yourself with truma is the same thing like drinking. And therefore, this little Tinaikis that was a few days old with Tayyavah, why? Because he wanted to put Shemen on her. And that's like eating. And even by Chumas Chutzlaretz, if someone is Tamei Nida, they can't drink or eat Chuma. And since smearing is like drinking, so you have the same problem. But the Mepharshim speak about, so what's the problem with even drinking or like, you know, smearing? The kid is a katana. It's not Chayav and Mitzvahs. So either it goes into the Issa of Loisa Chilem, you know, feed a katan or katana something be a daim. That's if you saw Rishonim. Other Rishonim learn a different pshat because maybe it's hefsid of truma. In the other Rishonim. That's one halach how we know that sach is also from the ribuy the pasuk v'yichalu as kachiv bnei Yisrael shirim Hashem. V'bayisayim macha. There's another pasuk v'tavay kamayim bekirvoy ukeshemen ba'atzmaisav. So you see, there's a hekish that shemen to drinking. So you see, of shemen, of smearing shemen like drinking, you see another place, not a makar, that shemen is like drinking. It says, "Tali mayim bekir boy," and the same thing is kashemen ba'atzmaisa. Like upon him, so we finished with that gemara. We have to come back to our mishnah. So what we said so far was that there's a chash. It's a miyut. It's not the majority, but there are some babies of Kamanida, and therefore we said all benois kusim are tame. Why? Because maybe the baby became anida. Right, the Gemara, Ihachi, the Danami, our little babies also, we should say that becheskas tuma, because maybe they saw them. Look, the Gemara, now the Darshinan Isha v'Isha, we who know the Drasha, we dash in the Drasha, Isha v'Isha, which we'll see in a second, is the Ribui that teaches us even a Tenoikas Bas Yom Echad, even a one-day-old baby girl is Matam Nida, we know the Drasha, v'chi chazin, and when they see them, efarshiluhu, we take them away from the Chumah, and then we table them, l'gozer Rabbanan. They didn't make an exera. Inu, the kusim, like darshi isha v'isha. They don't hold of darshi isha v'isha. They say no such a thing. Yeah, well, they all know such thing. They don't hold of it. If the little baby sees them, they don't perish them. They don't take care of them. They don't give them to bring them to the mikvah. Gazru v'hu rabbanon. The rabbanon made a gezera saying that all b'nai's kusim were worried. Maybe they're tame because they don't care about the drasha isha v'isha. And that is pshat our Mishnah, which says that b'nai's kusim need dice. Ma'ari saw some. They're needed from the cradle because they're not makbid on his drasha of isha v'isha. Now the Gemara is going to go and explain this drasha of isha v'isha. Dr. Gemara, my isha v'isha. Tanya luntan b'raisa. It says in the pasuk that teaches us about nida. It says, "Ve'ish." It says in that pasuk, "Ve'isha asher ve'isha kisia zava dom ye zoyva v'b'sara shivas yom tiv v'nidasa." Should be 7 days v'nida. V'chol nageya ba yitma d'aram. It says, "Ve'isha kisia zava ve'isha vav extra vav de." Tanya isha ainli ali isha. That one teaches us a regular isha as a nida. Tinoikas basya mechad. How you know a baby girl 1 day old? L'nida manai and how know she's also a nida. If she sees them, tamalayma v'isha with a vav. So the Gemara, that's the drasha. The Gemara says, you know, alma ki mar bikra. When the pasuk says a riboy of v'isha, we don't assume it means a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old. You know what it means? 1 day old. It means 1 day old. Alma ki mar bikra bas yom echad marbi. It's be mar about 1 day old. The Gemara asks, Braminu, I ask you a kasha regarding a different tumah. The halacha is that if Isha's Meshamish has tashmish with a man, she becomes tamei because of Shivcha Zera. And it's a chiddush, because even though Shivcha Zera only touches her inside, and there's no such thing as Tuma Beis Hastarim, Tuma inside is not tamei, does not make her tamei. There's a special din, if she has a Bia, it makes her tamei. So Isha, and the pasuk is a pasuk, says, V'isha ash yishkab ish oisach Shivcha Zera. There's an Isha who slept with an ish and she has a zera in her, but rochetzu b'mayim v'tamad arav, she has to go to mikvah. So the Gemara, the Braisa says drash like this: Raminu, isha eliyala isha. We only know regular isha gedayla. Tanoikas baskim moshon v'yemecher. How you know a 3-year-old that has tashmish? How you know she's tamei al tashichva zera? Tanoikas baskim moshon v'yemecher labia menayin. How do we know? Tamla v'isha ekshavav. So what's the problem? The Gemara is asking Akasha here. We heard the drasha, v'isha, teaches us that there's dam nida on a 1 day old. How do you know that v'isha says means 1 day old? And this v'isha regarding bia with shechva zera, that means 3 years old. How do you know which one? Om rava hilchasinu. There's alacha ma'isha v'sinai. V'as b'chin rabban akra. And it was al smachta. Now, which one was alacha ma'isha v'sinai? Which one is the real pasuk? Real drasha. Hey kra v'hei hilchasa. Which one's the drasha? The Gemara is assuming that it wasn't both alacha ma'isha v'sinai. One of the two, either the din 3 years old v'shichva zera or the 1 day old v'nida, one of the two were a halacha ma'isha v'sinai. The other one was a good drasha. So Gemara says, "Hey kra ve'ya lechasa." Which one's the pasuk and which one's halacha ma'isha v'sinai? Ilim bas yemechad hilchasa. If the 1 day old was halacha ma'isha v'sinai and bas shoshan v'yemechad kra and the 3 year old was the pasuk, kra stomach said. The kra just says v'isha. Just as v'isha, how do you know it means 3 years old? So how do you know it means 3? So it must be the opposite. Bas gimel shana v'yemechad hilchasa. That's halacha ma'isha v'sinai. Bas yemechad kra, because once there's a ribui, we say the minimum, which is 1 day old. And the pasuk says 3 year old. That's halacha ma'isha v'sinai. So Gemara, then I talk in a second. So what do you do with the pasuk, the drasha of v'isha by shichva zera? What do you do with the drasha of v'isha by shichva zera? That vav, because we're saying now that by Shukla Zara, that a 3-year-old is a halacha l'moisha misinai.